We are a week and a half ahead of the 2015 NFL Draft. We've taken a look at a lot of great players in this class, and today we're going to take a look at another one. It's Missouri defensive end Shane Ray, the 2014 SEC Defensive Player of the Year. He made 22 and a half plays behind the line of scrimmage last season, a disruptive force. Now, a lot of people look at his size, his height-weight combination, think he's going to project to be an outside linebacker in a 3-4 at the NFL level. I think he could probably do that, but we run a 4-3. I think Shane Ray projects to be a good defensive end in a 4-3 system as well. We're going to show you some tape that illustrates just what he can do on the football field. Here he is, lined up at defensive end. He wears number 56. He played primarily right defensive end for the Missouri Tigers, and what you're looking for out of that spot is a dominant pass rusher, and Shane Ray has the explosive traits that you look for out of a pass rusher coming from the edge. I'm going to show you two plays against the University of Florida right here that display that. Good job of get off here by Shane Ray. Snap of the ball. He gets a better jump than the offensive line, and he gets around this left tackle here for a sack. Keep in mind, this is DJ Humphreys right here, a left tackle for the Florida Gators who's probably going to be a first-round pick, but Shane Ray makes him look like not a first-round pick, gets to the quarterback. This is going to look like the same play, but this is actually a different play. Same matchup, DJ Humphreys, a first-round left tackle against Shane Ray, who's lined up at right defensive end. Once again, great get-off by Ray. Gets around the edge, gets to the quarterback, and this time forces a fumble, tosses the quarterback aside, and the Missouri defense is off to the races. So explosive edge rushing presence, that's what Ray brings to a defense, whether he's in a 4-3 or a 3-4. I think Ray can do that at the NFL level. Now, another thing that I like about Shane Ray that's going to make him a good fit no matter where he goes is you can slide him inside and play him at defensive tackle, have him rush the passer from that spot. He's lined up here on the left side of the defense at defensive tackle. A great job of foot and hand work right here to get to the quarterback, and he gets another sack. We look at the end zone view of this, and you can get a really good look at how Shane Ray uses his hands and his feet in combination to defeat a blocker in a one-on-one matchup. I want you to watch at the snap. He's going to begin working to the inside. He's going to chop his feet, and that's going to get the offensive lineman leaning the wrong way. So here Ray works to the inside. Offensive lineman loses his balance right there, tries to reach block him, but then watch Shane Ray's hands. Slap with his left hand, gets his inside hand up. A great pass rush move by Shane Ray on the inside. So Shane Ray is a guy who can rush the passer from the outside, as we saw in the first two plays, and also from the inside. Now, if you play on a Mike Zimmer defense, it's great if you can rush the passer and be disruptive that way, but you better be good against the run. Shane Ray can do that. Here he is right here, lined up at yet another different position. We've seen him at outside as a defensive end, and we saw him inside at defensive tackle. Well, this time he's going to be on the other side of the line of scrimmage at defensive tackle, and he's going to make a play against the run here. You're going to watch the Georgia Bulldogs here are going to try and double-team Shane Ray to take him out of the play. And there's going to be an inside handoff from the quarterback to the running back. That's the play design, but Shane Ray disrupts play designs all the time, and he does so right here on this play. Watch him with a quick step to his left, gets past his blocker, opens himself up, squares up to the line of scrimmage, and obviously a sure tackler, makes a tackle behind the line of scrimmage. So Shane Ray, a complete player, can make plays as a pass rusher, can make plays against the run. The last play we're going to show you from Ray is something that I think puts him over the top compared to a lot of players, and something I think Mike Zimmer will love about him. Effort, hustle, determination, never quitting on a play, and that's what you see right here from him. Shane Ray lined up in his traditional spot as a right defensive end. He's going to rush the passer on this play, try and get around to the outside. The offense is going to do a good job of blocking him. The left tackle will take away his inside. The running back will come in and chip and help. So on this play, initially, Shane Ray is taken out. He's blocked very well. As you can see right here, he's stymied, nowhere to go. The play continues. You're going to see the quarterback is going to complete a pass to this receiver right here. The receiver is going to catch it and come across the middle. Looks like he's going to be up for a big game, but that's where Shane Ray, keep an eye right here. X marks the spot on Shane Ray. Watch him come off of this block. He sees the completion, and he chases the play down from behind. So, you know, that's what makes Shane Ray a complete player. Not only is he a good pass rusher, not only can he make plays against the run, but he's a guy who has a great motor, and he never quits on plays. Those traits are going to make him a coveted player in this year's draft.